Once a year we celebrate this feast, which is the zenith, the culmination of the history of salvation. Not necessarily for you and me, but it is the culmination of the history of salvation for all mankind, because it is in the Blessed Virgin Mary that salvation has been visited fully. From her Immaculate Conception in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, all through her sinless and pure life, her obedient life, her humble life, doing that which God wanted her to do, thus giving us an example of how we are to live. All the way, the joys of the birth, the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom she bore with great joy, and then all the different sorrows that accompanied it, the flight into Egypt, the return from Egypt, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, and then all the sorrows of the Passion and the glories of the Resurrection. All of that is visited upon her today fully. All of that is renewed and refreshed and glorified and flowers like a little bush that has been tended carefully, and then all of a sudden, without one knowing, from one day to the other, it blossoms gloriously to the glory of God. And so on this day, the Church, since the very beginning, has celebrated the fact that the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate, ever-Virgin Mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who thus becomes our Mother and the Mother of the whole Church, she, at the end of her life on earth, and of course we do not know if she died or not, and some people have a hissy fit about that. I don't. It doesn't matter to me what God's will is. That's what matters to me, not what the particulars may be or not. In the West, and of course we Westerners, we want to be exact and exacting. Everything had to be done exactly as our Lord Jesus Christ. So what they say is that the Blessed Mother wanted to die just like Jesus had to die. But that doesn't say that anywhere in the Scriptures or the tradition. In the East, and they are more mystical than we are, and their liturgy is a great manifestation of that, the Blessed Mother wanted to be with Christ, and she knew her time was come. According to tradition, and the Franciscan family, with a Franciscan crown, celebrates it. In the Franciscan crown, there are 72 Hail Marys, one for each of the years of the Blessed Mother on this earth. So if they knew something, how can she not know? And so she knew that the time was almost there. And then she prepared, according to that tradition of the East, Mary just went to take a nap, and then she fell into a deep trance, and then the apostles thought she was dead. They had no idea what was going on. Most of the times, they didn't, just like you and I don't. And so they prepared her and buried her in a tomb that had already been separated for her. But there was a problem. There always is a problem. So if you think your life is an exception, that you have problems here and problems there, you're not the only one. Jesus and Mary and Joseph had problems too on this earth. So there was a problem. One of the apostles, now by that time, of course, St. Matthias had been chosen to replace the traitor Judas Iscariot, who was very close to Jesus, and then he betrayed him. We know that very well. That certain people that are or say they are very close to us betray us. For whatever reason, only God knows. And of course, he was punished as befitted him. He hung himself, which in itself is a mortal sin, and then his bowels spilled forth from his belly, and he was buried in the tomb, nowhere to be found again, ever. He was replaced by St. Matthias. And since St. Matthias was there, and the I think there's an ambulance. God help us. Get a bib. Anyway, or whatever, a pacifier. Anyway, don't you just love our little noisemakers? Because she's lucky I'm not her father, because there'd be some teeth missing, if there are any yet. Sorry. I don't believe in child abuse, but discipline I do believe in. Anyway. So, St. Matthias was there, but there was one who was not there. And I always joke around and say that he was the Filipino apostle. He was always late, no matter what. And so, St. Thomas the apostle was late. He had been in India baptizing people, and he came back. He got the message somehow or other, maybe by an angel. But he was late, and the Blessed Mother was already in her tomb. Or so they thought. So they went to show him where the tomb was. And they were surprised. It was not sealed. And they went in with their torches. And instead of the Blessed Mother, they found on the cloths many flowers, beautiful flowers. And she was gone. Our Lord had come and taken her up to heaven, body and soul. And thus we celebrate this glorious feast. In her then, salvation is fully taken place. That salvation for which you and I fight and struggle and suffer. That salvation which we so desire, that has already happened for her. She is in heaven, body and soul, the queen of heaven and earth, the queen of the universe, mother of the church, mother of the apostles, mother of us all. And so on this day, every year, we celebrate her assumption, body and soul into heaven. And we give thanks to God that Mary, who is now seated at the right hand of her Son, next to the Father and the Holy Spirit. And next to her, of course, would be St. Joseph. And according to tradition, he too was taken up, body and soul, into heaven. And so there, when those who go to heaven go up after their judgment, and they are admitted into the heavenly realms, they go and bow down to the floor and give glory to God. Give glory to God and praise the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, and all these saints that are in heaven. We look forward to that. For that reason, you and I suffer. For that reason, you and I offer up all our sacrifices. For that reason, we pray and we pray and we pray. And so the end is not the end. The end is the beginning of glory. We give thanks to God. O Queen triumphant, whom the angels and the saints adore, who bless thee and glorify thee forever, intercede for us, pray for us, bless us, that we too may join thee at the end of our lives and at the end of our purgatory in the heavenly realms forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.